What's going on, people? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? You see, the topic is episode 90. Hey guys, be coming in. I have a guest co-host, Tina. She's gonna be joining us in a few shorties. I'm gonna let you guys come in here, hit that like, hit that share button, hit that like and that share button. What's going on, guys? Hit that like and that share button. As you guys can see, this is my episode. This is not an interview. This is gonna be a topic, guys. So you coming on in here? Any questions you have, go ahead. You can comment your questions. All questions will be posted. All questions will be answered on the screen. You guys, let me know. Make sure you can hear me. Make sure my sound is good. You guys, I'm gonna get these comments coming in. Like I said, we'll get this thing started a little bit because I have a guest that should be coming on shortly. But I didn't want to hold you guys. Everybody have a great day. And guys, guess what, guys? This is episode 90. We got these things pushing out. You guys are supporting your boy. Shout out to Jabari Ellis and Big Mervin Green. Clip still coming. Shout out to Coach Natron Davis. Clip still coming. You guys are stopping me. You guys are letting me know the good news. You guys really feeling it. You guys, I'm like that I'm back. You guys are showing me support. You guys are stopping me in the store. Let me know what it is. You guys coming on in, hit that like and that share button. All platforms. I want to thank YouTube for coming on in. The YouTube audience has been seen to be growing. Facebook always show up. Facebook always do what it do. All right, guys. So we'll get this thing started. With me, it's a little harder. It's just me. Got my co-host coming in. It's usually a little easier. All right, guys. Dating in 23 has been a subject matter for so many people. Being single, dating in this pool has seemed to be a big so shout out to YouTube. We got YouTube in the building. Shout out Cherie Bright. Okay, guys, so it's been a big dating topic. A lot of people, along with dating in 2023, comes also comes with like, what is the man responsibility? What is the woman responsibility? What are both parties supposed to do? And it's getting a whole lot of conflict of, and I find it very interesting. A lot of women said, well, and I say a lot, but some women agree like, oh, there's no good guys out here. Or like my brother, shout out to Marco, might say, are you just picking all the bad ones? What is it about you that make you attract the bad ones? And every situation is not always bad. Sometimes it's just not the right place, not the right time. Sometimes it's just not the right person. So it's kind of hard to judge somebody, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of hard to judge people trying to judge other people when they don't got their stuff together, which is a whole nother conversation for a whole nother day, which leads to so much discrepancy, some may say, you know what I'm saying? But so I want to start off with my first question. I want you guys in the comment session to answer this. What is dating? What exactly is dating? I want you guys a question for that. Like, what do you define as dating? Everybody's form of dating is different. Like, what do you deem as dating? If you come on in, guys, hit that like and that share button. What do you deem as dating? Because like dating for our parents, dating could be me, you, and someone having a conversation. Are y'all friendly? Or is dating just going out to lunch every so often or dinner every so often? Is dating meeting up? Or is dating talking on the phone? Or is that just talking? Because I think right now, most people don't even know what dating is. People's definition of dating is different. Some people might be like, oh, it's okay for me to date him, but I talk to him. Or like, okay, well. Or is it cool to take 20 people? Not 20 people. That's a bit stretched, guys. I was stretching with that one. Or is some people cool with taking multiple people to lunch? Is that dating? Or is dating us getting to know each other and talk about building something and going from there? Is that dating? And see, now dating into us, I guess into our parents' day, dating would be confined as courting. Courting, if you let someone know you want them, or maybe that may be going to even far as going to lunch or getting to know their parents. Right now, people don't get to know parents no more, especially at a certain age. You really don't care about that no more, whether right or wrong. You really don't care about that. They just do what they do, right or wrong. But I want to let I want you guys to answer that question. What is dating? What is dating? What is dating? Y'all talk to me. What is dating? Is dating just going out to eat, or can we be friends and go out to eat? Or and I also believe that if women have no interest in said guy, they should not go out to eat with said guy. I really believe that because at that point, at that time, you're just wasting each other's time. Unless y'all have some kind of mutual benefit for both parties involved, like you should. Females, this is my personal opinion. If you have no interest in a guy, like zero interest in a guy, you should not go out to eat. You should not take his money. You should not even go like, what are you using him for? Using him for money? Unless I have a even exchange of commerce, and I'll just leave that at that. Like, what is the purpose, guys? What is the purpose? That might be my guest trying to get in. Might be my guest trying to get in. Yeah, they're trying to get in. I'm gonna come on in. 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 Tell them to come on in. But we got that straight. But yes, guys, my thing is like, what's the purpose? Okay, I'm going to read Cherie Bright's question. You got to tell me what you guys think about that. It depends on if y'all are dating with the purpose of being in a relationship or just dating for fun because it's levels to dating. I totally agree, Cherie Bright. There are levels to dating. There are levels to dating. How you guys feel about that? There are levels to dating. There are levels to dating. And I think as a man, I just think that, well, unless a man of a certain age, because those guys that are 60 and them 70-year-old guys, them guys getting married fast. I ain't lying. Them guys don't mess around because them guys, there's more companionship. And there's nothing wrong with companionship because they're looking for a companionship. But I'd be lying because I think most guys that I know that's in their 30s, 40s, 20s, I've never met a guy that said, I'm about to date this girl looking for a wife. I've never met it. Now, maybe a guy has ran line on a female and said that. I'm dating this girl to become my wife. Now, once dating said female, and if the relationship is growing and it is very, and they see where it's going, now, if that happens, now I've heard guys say, man, you know what? And sometimes we have been wrong, but you know what, man, bro, I think she is the one. This should be the one. And a lot of times, and to be fair to ladies, a lot of times that might not be fair because said person might have been dating multiple people and be like, you know what? I really love X over ABC. And I'm going to let ABC go for X because my time with X outweighs the risk of me losing X, messing with ABC. You know what I'm saying? And ABC, that doesn't be that's nothing against A, B, and C. They also could be very great wives or great girlfriends for somebody else, just not for that person. Because guys, what I also learned is that compatibility matters. Compatibility matters. And I'm not no Steve Harvey. Some may know, some may not know. I have my own situation that I lost, but we are still very cordial and very okay in raising our son to the best of our abilities. But just because a guy cut you loose, that don't mean you're not a good woman. Now some people just ain't no good. Now, some I'm not gonna lie, because all these women, some of the women that I be saying they good women, they're not good women, in my opinion. Now they might say they're good in the eyes of the Lord and they're cheering. But besides that, it's very questionable behavior going around a lot. But I believe that, and some women get caught up in the idea of that, just like, well, he cut me short, or he stopped talking to me, or he cut me loose. Just because he cut you loose does not mean you weren't a good person. That does not mean you are not a good woman. That just means he or she were not compatible. And it's okay, because I would also believe in when dating, are courting or whatever you might call it, you need to have real conversations, because you'll find out that being compatible is very important. It's very important. And some people are like, well, I'm gonna just let it go. I can fix it later. God, now I am a believer of this. And I read this in an article the other day. If you're gonna let somebody be your spouse or your mate or your girlfriend, take them where they at. What if they never change? If they never change, are you okay with where they at? Because what if they don't change? Now, we go into situations hoping that people will mature, people will change, people will grow up, but that's not always the case. Trust me. And it doesn't always have to be maturity-wise. It could be finances. Finance is a big one. It could also be let's say somebody loves to go out all the time. Be like, well, I know once we get in a relationship, they're going out of stop. What if it don't stop? But they still love you and they still care for you and they still do their thing. But what if this person just loves to go out all the time? And there's nothing you do. There's nothing that you could have done that could have made this person stop being them, stop being who they are. If you have somebody, if you know you're talking to somebody and they put all your business on social media, guess what? You also have to live with the fact that you might always be on social media. Are you okay with being with someone who puts your business on front screen? Are you okay with someone who puts your business on social media? Are you fine with that? Are you okay with that? Because if you're not okay with that, leave that person alone. Like, leave that person alone, because they might not change. And you have to be okay with them not changing. And if you're not okay with, if you're not okay with that person being where they're at, leave them be. Okay, all right, we got a question. Uh-oh. Miss Doris, do you have a question? It's a reminder. Miss Doris, do you have a question? But yes, you have to be okay with that person not changing. Shout out to Miss Dorch. Miss Dorch is always getting tagged as being one of the best elementary school teachers. At whatever she work, I'm not gonna say where she work at. But yes, guys, you gotta learn it to be okay with them not changing. And that's a lot said, because most people, even men, go into a situation and be like, well, bro, I know she could change, and female being like, I know you could change. Like, nah, that's just them. Now, with some things come growth. Some things just people just grow, and hopefully they mature in certain things. But like, if that woman never cooks and clean, and oh man, let me tell you what I hate too. I'm tell you what I hate. And guys, stay on the here. I got hopefully my guests will be coming in shortly. My guests will be coming in shortly. My guests will be coming in shortly. Yep, I got things that be coming in shortly. But let me tell you what I hate when people do. You guys, let me know about this. I'm gonna do this. Well, women, you can speak for this. I'm gonna do this once he make me a wife. Oh, but God said, I'm gonna do this once I become a husband. What makes us getting a ring makes you turn into something that you're not? Everybody in a wife. Okay, well, everybody, I can't say everybody in a wife. Everybody in what most people would deem what a wife comes with. You're like, well, once I get married, I'm gonna do all that. Well, if you, why are you not doing it all now? I'm not saying, outrageous things, but like, what makes you think that once you get married or once you have a wedding and y'all walk down an aisle, what's gonna make you so different from who you are? And what's gonna make you so different from who you are? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you just pretending to be somebody for a certain amount of time just to get a ring? But you get a ring, then now you just had a $50,000 party Hey, y'all got to pay for the next 15 years. Shoot, not 15. Yeah, well, it might be next 15, 10 years, and y'all ain't even happy. Y'all ain't even together. So pretty much all you had was a big party. All your friends and family was there. You had a big party for something you weren't even ready for. You thought you were ready to be a wife. You thought you was ready, and you weren't even ready. But you wasn't even ready, and yet you convinced this man that and he not fell for the was it he not fell for the darn trick, because he thinking, okay, you know what, God, well, she said once we get married, it's gonna be this, that, and ain't gotta deal with this no more. And she wasn't doing that just because we wasn't married. And she said, once we do this and we be able to do that, then you get married. Now you talking about disappointment. Now imagine the disappointment of a man who thinking he getting his forever partner. She pretty much made promises to him. And women get mad when men do that. She pretty much made promises to him. And like I say, he should have been okay with her being just her, where she's at right now, without her changing. So she made these promises. She's going to be this person that she's not. And now y'all married. And now y'all had a $59 party. And now nobody's happy. And God forbid, well, not to say God forbid, but then I say now it's kids involved. Now you got to do that whole transition. And this is my thing too. I wanted to the guys, before she your wife, like, what kind of mama is she? Is she the kind of mama that you want? Because there are different kinds of mamas. You have soccer moms. You have moms that don't want to be soccer mom, but they just want to be the stay-at-home mom. You got some don't want to be a stay-at-home mom. They want to be the career mom and with the help and bill. You got to decide, is this person, like, where are they at right now? Like, I've learned, when somebody show you who they are, believe them. Like, don't think you'll change nobody. Now, even if they're good, they're good people. Because even if you don't agree with all their ways, if they are a good person, if they're good people, you're going to see it. You know what I'm saying? You're going to know. It's going to show, like, okay, well, this person, that says she has a, none of us perfect. That say he might be a picky guy, and he might say, well, baby, I love you, but you don't fry my chicken hard enough. Now, that's something. Now, fried chicken hard enough. Now, that's something. Come on now. That's something a guy, most guys, I don't, unless he's just crazy. Most guys be like, okay, that's something we can grow into. Like, that's a small minor detail. I don't like the way she fried chicken. Well, we're going to get together. And after dating, after a while, she's probably going to learn how to fry the chicken the way you want your chicken fried. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, I like my chicken fried hard. I want it fried hard. Some people like that thing fried brick hard. But learning that kind of stuff, now that's something that, you know, we can get along with. We can, you know, okay, well, I understand. We can adjust that. You know what I'm saying? Baby, well, you fry that chicken a little soft. I need to fry a little harder. You know what I'm saying? And you can get along and you can move on. Y'all can have a great life. But let me give another example. I'm using a stepdad example. Shout out to my stepdad. I'm just saying stepdad just for the point of this interview, but I call that's my dad. And are you okay with someone, I'm gonna say with a man disciplining your child? Are you okay with someone disciplining your child? And when I say discipline, I don't mean punching him upside the head like that. We're disciplined. Okay, we got another question from Cherie Bright. In my opinion, speaking from a woman perspective, you can't change a man no matter how good of a woman you are to him. Now, women, do y'all agree with that? Men, do y'all agree with that? I'm sure you probably say, in my opinion, speaking from women perspective, you can't change a man no matter how good a woman you are to him. Okay. I agree. And, I definitely agree. You cannot change a man, but you can't help a man grow. You can't help a man be a better man. You can't help a man be a better version of him. Does that version have to fit your box? That's up for debate. Does that version have to fit your box, or is good just good? And then it comes to differ. Then the conversation is, what is a good man? Like, or what is a good woman? Like, what is a good woman to that particular man? You know what I'm saying? Because you can't, like, just sometimes, I ain't gonna lie, guys, or ladies, sometimes as men, sometimes we drop the ball. It ain't no doubt about it. Sometimes men drop the ball, and men can always say, well, man, such and such, and vice versa. Yes, it's Jenna. I give a comment, but she said, and vice versa. But yeah, but sometimes, man, when we drop the ball, we know we drop the ball. Or sometimes you thought we dropped the ball, we didn't drop the ball, we just dropped the ball in certain people's eyes. But sometimes as men, we'd be like, we get it, you know what I'm saying? Like we definitely like we understand, like we messed up, then when we get mad, we're like, well, you say, I'm like, I did all this for you, and sometimes all we can say is sorry. You know what I'm saying? Cause like, but then some women do the same thing. So women have great guys and they dog them. That's different. It's different between something just not working out and being dog. Cause now, but some people actually get dog, they get ran through the mud, they get used, they get dragged along, and everybody definition of drag along is different too. Like just cause I'm talking to me, I'm dragging along, but like I had a conversation, like if both parties are benefiting from said relationship, then it's not a waste of time. I don't think it's a waste of time, because then you can have something and still nothing comes from it. You know what I'm saying? But if both parties are benefiting from the situation, it's not a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? Are both parties happy? You know what I'm saying? Are both parties getting something out of the deal? Or are you seeing things? And nothing's ever gonna be perfect. There's always gonna be some bumps in the road. There's always gonna be hold on. Yeah, I'm almost ready. Let's call it. Wow. All right, come on, guys. But yeah, like you just never know. You just never know. You never know what's gonna come about of it. You never know what's gonna come. But that's how I feel about it. Like, well, guys, I don't know. Anybody got any more comments? Because I was waiting on my guests to come in. Taking a little longer than I thought. I guess they're still coming in. They say they're coming in, but I don't know. I did want to have a female perspective for the show. So we definitely see how it goes. Yeah, we definitely see how it goes. But like I said, oh, waste of time. And I want you guys to comment. What is a waste of time? What is the definition of a guy's wasting your time? Please, if you're a lady watching this, especially on Facebook, because I know Facebook probably the biggest audience, or YouTube, comment. What is actually wasting of time? Like what does that come? Is it wasting time that you wanted another guy, and because this guy took so much time that it took away from the other guy, or is wasting your time that now if someone lies to you, they lie to you. Now you can't. If someone lied to you, I'm never going to defend that. They lied to you. You know what I'm saying? And there's no defending. Now, whether did they lie to you or did you took what you wanted to take that they said, and you wanted to take it and do what you thought was best. You know what I'm saying? Like, what did you really think? Because there's a big difference between someone saying, hey, I promise you, like, you're my girlfriend. Then the next day they say, okay, well, I changed my mind, you're not my girlfriend. All versus somebody say, I like you, and we enjoy each other's company, we enjoy each other's time, and right now, we just living life. We just living life. Okay. I got somebody, Dietra is gonna tell me what is her definition of dragging a woman. There we go. Dragging a woman along when you know this is not the woman you want. When you use a woman as a space filler until you, from who you want, for who and what you want. Okay, let me read that again. Dragging a woman along is when you know this is not the woman you want, when you use a woman as a space filler until you get what you want and who you want. Okay, DJ. I think that's a pretty good one, Deidre. I'm gonna comment on that. Let me read the next one. Nowadays, in my opinion, most men don't like to communicate and hear from their past trauma. I agree. Okay, and Deidre she meant to put till they find another woman. Space saver is a strong word. Space saver is a very strong word. So I'm gonna speak on Ms. Deidre saying that wasting a woman's time is her being a space saver. Okay, what is a space saver? Definition: space saver is one being in space until another one comes and fills that space. Okay, you know, I always like use these examples. And it don't be right because the only thing different between like physical things and relationships is that relationships are real people with real feelings. And that's very true. So, Deidre, this question is for you, Deidre. So you have a good job. You love your job. You think that's the best job ever. Man, this job give me all I want, provide for me, and give me the things I want. But then, because it's still a job. So it's still a job. So if another job comes along, do you take that job, or do you feel as though you should be loyal to the job? Or what if said man wasn't using you as a space filler? What if something came? What if, see, let me tell you a thing about, also think about that too. What if this man really did love you, really was with you, but then something else happened and this man's like, wow, I think this person here, now sometimes guys leave for stupid reasons and they mess up, you know what I'm saying? But what if, like, man, this person here is the love. I think this person here could be love of my life. And I love you, but something about this person. And you know, I say he in the church. Be like, God told me that. Because brothers and sisters use that line to the best, however they want to use it. Like, God told me that this person here is my wife. Does that make it wrong? And like, what is it? Or like, what if you find yourself in a situation to where you meet a good guy, or the guy you deem perfect for you, and he said, man, you know what, Deidre? I'm really going to risk it all with you, but I got to cut this other person loose. Is you going to say, no, man, do not cut the other girl loose because I don't want her to feel like a space saver? Or you going to say, hey, go ahead, do what you got to do. go ahead, do what you got to do so we get this thing figured out. You know what I'm saying? I say, go ahead, do what you got to do to get this thing figured out. You know what I'm saying? And that's how that go. You know what I'm saying? So space save is a strong word, but I understand how you can feel because, unlike to be like women do it all the time to men too. Like I said, as men, we just don't talk about it as much. As men, we just take the as men, we take the quiet L, because as men. You know, that's my last one the other day. As men, well, we won't even be talking if he already. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Did you? But did you? You won't know. I put it. You won't even know. But you said we're not gonna be talking if he's attending somebody else. You won't know. We're talking about this when it comes to some ladies, how slick. And I ain't gonna say conniving, just how slick some could be. Because you could be talking to a young lady and all of a sudden it just stopped, like just disappear. And as men, we don't trip because we know it's a few things. If it's something you don't trip, she done got pregnant by somebody, the boyfriend done got out of jail, the boyfriend done come back home, or the other friend now come back in the picture. Somebody that moved back in town. And as guys, we know this happens all the time. So we don't even stress about our life. Like, okay, well, you know, it just is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? This person got, they got me, man. I'll be like, hey, but if we also had a good time, if it also was very beneficial, then hold on, guys. Okay. We about to bring somebody in. I'm gonna make sure they get the camera right. Make sure they got the camera right. They got the camera right. All right, all right.
I thought my
How you
sweater
doing?
was set. I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Guys, let me know if you can hear.
I
can you
can
hear
hear
me?
You wonderful, yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay. So now, did you hear any other conversation?
No, I just tuned in.
Okay. So now we were having a conversation about, we're going on about how women feeling like space savers for men.
Space savers isn't like can mold them,
yeah,
and fix them. Okay, that's perfect, because right as I was finding, okay, first and foremost, let me introduce myself. My name is Tina. I am the pretty politician. I am born and raised from Jacksonville, Florida. I am currently working at the moment. Thank you, Shippuden. Sugar, please, sugar. Yes. Okay, sorry. So I am currently working for a nonprofit that services the underprivileged children in Paterson, New Jersey. And I actually came up here. We just recently had a tragic event in a community where there was some police brutality, of course. Black Lives Matter, obviously. And I was able to be a part of a march for Nige. So we are still, you know, trying to act in the community to try and come together and stop this police brutality in their community. So thinking about that, like I started getting into, you know, I was, a lot of my friends and things, they have been with gentlemen that I've been in encounters with the law and, you know, come up from different backgrounds with maybe like father not in the home, mother not in the home. Doesn't matter what ethnicity, what color, what area of the world you come from, but I firmly at my age, and I'm about to be 33 this year, believe that women are not a home and a housing for broken men. I'm sorry, it's okay to put effort into a man, but there's gotta be effort already in that man. I'm not riding, I don't rode and die like this. I'm not like ride and die. That's over. Like if you can't meet me in the middle, if you ain't got, I'm sorry, like I'm not gonna say if you don't have no car, because there's circumstances behind that. You know what I'm saying? Like I just, if you can't pay my rent and your rent, I don't know. And that's, I'm not saying that I'm disqualifying people that go through the struggle, because I come from the trenches in Duval County.
Okay.
So it's not that, it's how you deal with those traumas of your life. Don't use those things as an excuse of, well, my father wasn't here. Okay, well then get up and get that.
Uh-oh.
Past experience dealing, can you guys hear me still?
Okay, yeah, you back.
Okay, even me dealing a past experience with somebody who was actually, you got an encounter with the law and all that. I, you know, for the first 2 months, I was like, yeah, sure, I'm all about it. The following months after that, just seeing, you know, where their head was at, I just realized that that is not a person I want to invest my time in, because time is something you can't get back. Time is money. You know what I'm saying? You can't just sit around for somebody and say, you want to leave the dope game at this time. You want to go get your GED at this point. Like, no, you should already be an ambitious man. That's what a man does. A man leaves. You can't think what you're, you know what I'm saying? Thinking what you're thing don't get you very far. Look at the choices of baby mothers and some of these men out here. I keep it real. I keep it raw. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Accountability is key.
It is. So I got a question about that. You say you're not, you said, so at this time, I guess some things happen with age. So at what age did you think you stopped being a ride or die? That term.
I'll say mentally, like, what? Okay, because there's the one I should have and the one I did. So the age I should have been in my early, like 23, 24, before the quarter of your life. We should stop that ride and die mentality.
Okay.
Before you hit that 2-5.
Okay.
But
so at 2-5, so no, if you want to answer this, let me know. So prior to 25, did you have any children yet? I have no children yet.
I had my first child at 23. I was married.
Okay. Well, okay.
Yeah. And
Shot.
actually,
Okay. So how was, because
yes.
because that's different. You know,
That's a top.
that's not the
Okay,
norm.
thank you. I'm nobody's baby mother, and I appreciate that. Thank you for the shout out on that, because there is women out here that do it. Women can do it. There is women out here that can really do that.
Yeah.
Had both of my children in wedlock, same baby father, same ex-husband. So it can be done, and I just feel like what I do now, I work with an organization. It's the New Jersey Community Development Corporation. Shout out to NJCDC, located in Paterson, New Jersey. With them, they have a whole youth center. We deal with a lot of the public schools and the charter schools in Paterson, but we have an actual dedicated youth center, and it's for just high school students. They can go to one of the surrounding high schools, and there are even be dropouts and still take advantage of all the programs and all the funding that we get for our center. So, to be, that's why it's very important to just instill leadership in the community and have these resources. Where I come from in Jacksonville, Florida, they don't have any youth centers for our children. They don't have the resources they have for the homeless and for the disabled and, the mental, just the mental health awareness, and then the strength. Like, men go through mental health too, and especially, that's what I'm saying, going through these traumatic experiences of life, just like women do when they're young. That should not keep you in the mentality of I'm a victim. You need to be a survivor, because if you're not a survivor, this is pretty politician. You're not a survivor, you're a scrub.
Oh, now this is the thing now, because I've been told so. Okay, hold on. Before I go to that, I got a question for you. So wait a minute, so now I'm confused. So you was married at 23, and you and my when did you separate? When did you divorce?
About 5 years ago,
So how old you been at that time?
I was about 28,
I'm
32
asking for a
now.
reason.
Yeah,
So
sure,
I
go
want to
ahead.
know. So I want to know, like, so you went from being married, had a husband. So when you and your husband call it quits, is that when you went into the like, I want to go and find the you find these bad, not bad guys, but guys that you know that are not husband material after you'd have been married for so
Absolutely.
long?
I'm going to be completely transparent. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because women, we have points where we're very vulnerable, where we don't know because of that trauma, or the experiences, or just being stuck, or being like, how we gain so much wisdom after experience. You don't gain knowledge without bad experience. So, and even at that, you still have to feed those insecurities that you have. And even if you're just living for yourself in that moment, that sometimes that's part of the ugly parts of the healing process. Nobody can tell you how to heal. Nobody can tell you how to grieve at a loss. Nobody can teach you something that you can't see and experience and put your hands on yourself. You know what I'm saying? You like if you haven't had like dealing with a narcissist in a relationship, toxic. That's one thing I push towards when I'm having programming with my youth. When I'm here, I make sure that I'm giving them all the tools for life. Red flags of toxic relationships. I didn't have that support growing up. My brother was incarcerated for a long period of time when I was very young. He went away when I was about 12. So not having that older brother, not my mother. Stage 4 diagnosed stage 4 skin cancer in 2004 or 5, just like a year or two after he was incarcerated.
Okay. Yeah, so that's so I get you, and shout out to those programs. So like even when you, so I got a question. So when you're dealing with younger, well, would this be young women or would this be girls?
See, when I started the program, I was only dealing with elementary school. So now I'm
Okay.
directly at the youth center. From Florida, I was doing a programming from 6th grade to 12th grade. So that's middle school, high school. But actually, here in New Jersey, I'm working just directly with 9th through 12th grade. So we do like we had it. We yeah, 9th through 12th grade. So they can come in 8th grade and get them. So like we give them that year beforehand, and they're actually able to attend the youth center until the age of 22.
Okay, so
We
that's
have,
great. So I got
yeah.
to, so especially because sometimes I believe in, I can't say I believe in because I don't want women to get mad at me. I think sometimes it's better, it's easier, even when young boys, it's easier to raise
Nurture.
the, it's easier to mold the minds of the young ones
Absolutely.
versus
I
forming them.
have a little bit of background. We're going to need about 5, 10 minutes, and then I'll leave. I have a little bit of background on me. I have a 9-year-old son and I have an 8-year-old daughter.
Okay.
My son, he's a Libra, so he's not the most difficult of the boys to deal with. My daughter is a Capricorn. Me and her own boys have that bond. They know mommy doesn't play. And when I have these conversations with my son, because he's still like at 9 years old, he's already talking about crushes and he's already talking about little ladies and Valentine's. So it's very like,
that's real.
They can't know. My ex-husband, my baby father, no disrespect or all the disrespect, whichever the way you want to look at it. You could never train my son the way I'm going to train him. Like there's secrets to the game when you have a son and you have like a solid mother. Like, son, don't give that girl that money. You go pay her a hairstylist for the sewing and the hair and all that. No. You don't give her that. You build a balance. Boundary. You know what I'm saying? You teach him the game from different aspects. You know, my son, there is going to be a problem. The first woman he brings, first a female. I don't want to be one of those mothers that's
okay. Now I believe that.
Yeah.
But I got to push back.
Okay.
I have to push back a little bit. Cause I don't want, and dear. I respect all single mothers. Please, y'all single mothers in the comments, please don't jump on me. But you say you think that you can teach him better than your husband?
Yes, that's only because like I'm not speaking for single fathers everywhere. I'm speaking about the character traits that he has.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That was where that comment came from. So only the character traits of this person that I was dealing with. No. I've seen tremendous single fathers. I see it through the community of Patterson too, because you know, it's crazy. There's nothing new up under the sun. Even from the time from Adam to Eve, when you know, this baby from Mary to Joseph, the baby in the belly, he was somebody's baby father. So that baby came from somewhere. So men have really stepped up the game and becoming, you know, not being a statistic anymore. And I see a lot of men becoming strong fathers and the two parent, or at least the not two parent in one home, but at least the availability of two parents for these kids is starting to come back. The trend is coming back. Fathers are really...
Yes.
Having that opportunity, they're getting it. You know, we are the new coming of the generations, and we're militant. You know, the new age that's growing up, that's coming about.
Because I'm not so crazy about militant when it comes to militant. Because I got some people on here that are very opinionated.
Sure.
Especially in the YouTube audience. Shout out, Sheree, Danny, and Deidre. So I got a question about even the young girls, since we're talking about militant, do you believe in gender roles?
Gender roles as far as like man being the breadwinner or women should be at home taking care of the family type thing?
We can go from that level all the way in something to as minute as
you said as small as.
Hold on.
Say it again.
I said,
cut
we can
out.
Do that, or we can go as small as. Do you think that men should take the trash out, and women should wash the dishes? Now we always know it before.
I mean, no. I'm sorry, because I don't mind taking out the trash. I don't mind doing my own dishes.
Not that you can't take out the trash.
Yeah, no,
not that
I
you
can't
take out the trash.
I feel like it's the gentleman thing to do, but I feel like that there is a lot of men that was bred that, you know, whether grandma taught them or mom taught them or somebody taught them that was the stigma for men. But like, you know, at the same time, like with one of a partner I used to have with the cooking. So a lot of people think that like the woman's supposed to cook, and you know, I see a lot of men out there doing their thing now and on TikTok and showing like, baby, come over here. You're going to stop that attitude. You're going to get this meal and all that. But I used to tell my ex, I said, as long as you can do breakfast, I can do the rest. So I kind of feel like it just depends what kind of relationship you're in. You know what I'm saying? I don't really believe that there should be a gender role for any task in a relationship that really, like, there's things that men do out in the streets that women shouldn't do. But as far as the home life, I just feel like, you know, partnership is partnership, and just being considerate with your partner, whether it's like, you know, I'm not worried about you taking out the trash, but I mean, if it's always overflowing, or it's, you know, the male is lazy, like, it's just, I don't think that there should be a gender role for things like that. No, I think, like, we've come way too far from that.
No, but I also think there's nothing wrong with gender roles, but I think it's crazy that people have, like, I don't think that because most households now, most couples, both parties work, correct? Mm-hmm. Usually right. Now more
majority
days. So it's not so much of a now, like, that's not go to the extremism, but I think in most houses, even if we're together, like, the guy not gonna say, now there's always gonna be some crazy ones, woman, you better have my dinner cooked.
Yeah,
not
definitely.
That
there's,
but I
still
think
some of those
both parties working
too.
Yeah, but if both parties working, she might cook, I don't know, 2 days out of the week, 3 days out of the week. Because most times, if you want to go, especially you have kids playing sports, you're probably picking up stuff. You're probably picking up food. But
I was never that mom, though.
Huh?
I was never that mom. I was always the prepared mom. Like, that night that I'm preparing dinner that's going in the oven, there's already dinner prepared, foil over it for tomorrow, already marinating, because that is
sound like gender roles to me. But okay,
that's just my personal gender role. I was just like, you know, like, I'm a single woman now. I'm a divorced woman, so okay. Like,
I think this is my personal opinion. Society, I think society has pushed women independence too much. Now that's, guys, before you get down my neck. Some things women like me, like, I'm a single father, so I have to cook. So I can't be like, oh, I don't think we should cook, but I mentioned cook, but cooking is fine. But, like, in a normal situation, I think that there should be gender roles. I think that, of course, like, if somebody, like, if a man running late for work, like, sweetheart, I'm running late for work, could you please take that trash out? Of course, you know, or she's like, hey, I'm not to stay for work, could you please pick up something to eat? That's fine. But I think, though, some things are meant to be, like, the man cut the grass. If your said partner chooses to help, or if you want her to help, that's fine. Or if she enjoys being in the yard, that's fine also.
Yeah, that's one thing I'm going to say. I'm not going to run to go cut my own grass. Either the landlord's taking care of it, or whoever the man is by my side. Because that's one thing I'm not doing.
But that makes sense, and I think society, like I said, so, like, if you and said partner, or you and your partner are laying in the bed, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and it's a knock on the door, who's going to answer the door?
Of course, the man. But I mean.
That's a gender role.
I wouldn't be scared to go get it. I mean, still not be scared to go get the door. But if, I mean. It depends. I've never had no man but laying behind me at 3 o'clock in the morning. I've had plenty of knocks at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I don't think I've ever been the one to go answer the door. So yes, gender roles is that. See, like I said, you had to give me specific examples of what gender role is.
But if you let society, that's what I'm talking about. I was actually dealing with these young girls, because, like, I think some of these young girls are raising to be men. I hate to say it, like, they're raising them to be too independent. Now, some women have dealt with sorry guys who have left them in messed up situations. We all understand that. We all get it. But let's not get so far away from who we are supposed to be. You know, which causes a lot of division in the household.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like children are a product of their environment, the relationships that they've seen in life, definitely as well. I was definitely a product of that, seeing my mother growing up. But we can get into that in another episode. But a lot of the girls that I deal with here, they're tough. They are tough. They're like steel. And I feel like, you know, Chrissy or Krishan and Blueface are keep going back and forth. And
that's toxic.
Says, you want to be a man. Yeah, very toxic. But I mean, like, I can remember being her in the past, being that wild up. So I've come a long way. So I do understand that, like, how the toughness in the women are feeling like you have to, like, be manly and stuff like that. No, it doesn't work like that. You know, women find their place.
Okay. I think somebody needs to get involved before somebody ends up in jail. That's an extreme situation because they're
Absolutely.
actually putting hands on each other.
Right.
Which.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do not condone domestic violence at all. I'm just going to say that now. I am anti-domestic violence.
Everybody should be. I believe that pretty politician, your screen froze, but let it come back in. But yeah, guys, how you feel about that? About the I'm gonna talk to pretty politician until her screen unfreezes. But like, I really believe in we're talking about like gender roles and if the guys do anything. But like, also like, I think. Shout out to the independent women who are independent by choice. But you also have to be willing to accept if said man or said partner comes into your life, are you willing to relinquish some of your independence? Now, it's easy to say, yeah, I want that. I want that. I want that. Sorry, y'all, pretty partition drop. It either say, yeah, I want that, I want that, I want that. But when some people, you don't realize how independent you are. And I know because I have my own ways and way I do things sometimes, which is not always the right way. And I understand that. But are you willing to really give up that independence? Just like we talked about earlier. That, okay, well, I do when I once I get married. Well, once you get married, now it's too late. Now this man, I find out his wife is too independent, and now it's too late. But hopefully that's why we're doing the dating stage and the courting stage. Everybody's able to kind of figure it out, figure out the small details. You know what I'm saying? And get things going and get things right, so you don't get caught up and messed up too much. So now. But like I said, guys, it's always funny how everybody don't believe in gender roles until I bring up that example. Ain't no woman getting out of bed 3 o'clock in the morning with this a guy, with this a man. I don't care if he, unless she know who on the other side of that door. Like she know that somebody knocking on the door looking for her. You know what I'm saying? And but I'm talking about somebody in a relationship. They all sleep all together as a couple. And knock on the door comes and it happens. Okay, got somebody else in here. You might say, some women are tired of being independent and are more than ready to relinquish some of that responsibility. Okay, I hear you, D. Some women are tired of being independent, but what does their energy say? Does their energy say, I got, sometimes you can say that your energy, but does your energy say, I'm tired of being independent and I can relate to some of this responsibility? And responsibility, and see, because at the beginning of finances, because finances is a big part. Okay, like, okay, this is your bill, this is my, well, this is the bill we're going, this is how we're going to chop this thing up. Okay, that's cool. But when this man starts saying, hey, I don't think we should. I don't think we should eat out this week. I think we need to just stay home and think we need to cook in this week. I think for lunches too. Instead of us buying lunch all week, hey, let's go ahead and cook so we have enough for lunch too. Then and we'll just do lunch on Friday. Who you is? You everybody ready to relinquish it, but until he actually said something to take charge. Then he'd be like, well, who do you think you is to tell me? I work hard for this money. I got this money. You can't tell me, I can't get lunch. I work hard for the money. Oh, there you go. You was ready to relinquish your stuff until it was all good. Until that man said something about your money. Like, hey, see, I don't think we should this week, let's just stay at the house. I work hard. I work just like you work. I don't think you should tell me. So can you handle that part? See, all the peaches and cream part is good. Can you handle? I know we're supposed to go on that weekend trip, but let's say that weekend trip. I think instead of going on a weekend trip this time, We really need to catch up on it. We really need to catch up on this bill. We really need to catch up on this bill. And we were going to the weekend trip next month. When he said that, are you going to be popping around the house? Is he going to be sad? You don't know. Don't know what to say. Angry. Ain't want to. Don't want to play with him. I'm gonna just say. I'm gonna use the word play. Got an attitude. Like that's the other part that comes with that. Don't nobody talk about. Can you handle that part also? You know what I'm saying? Is that part also going to be cool? You know? Can you handle that? But I'm telling you guys, we got it's a lot. It's a long way to go. And I tell you what, guys. I think I'm gonna go ahead and let the cat out the bag. Next week, I'm looking for some different kind of individuals. Next week, I'm going to do a panel. I want to have at least six to seven people on there. Hopefully, everybody gotta be respectful, and we're going to discuss different topics because this episode didn't go quite exactly how I planned for it to go. But we're going to discuss different topics, and we want to see what you guys got to think about it, and we're gonna go from there. I'm gonna put some feelers out. I'm gonna need somebody married, somebody not married, somebody single, strong woman, more submissive woman, a strong man, a man who's not as combative. So we can get a full panel of the things we're trying to go for. So we can have a great conversation. So everybody come in here and we have a good time. And we can go with it, guys. We can go with it. All right, guys, you know what? And I think what, coming up on an hour. I'm about to sign out here, guys. I thank you guys for tuning in. I thank you guys for tuning in. Shout out to the YouTube crew. Shout out to Sweet B. Shout out to Danny. Shout out to Deidre. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Shout out to Facebook. Shout out to Shay. I thought Shay was gonna make a comment. Only thing Shay said was a reminder. But I want to thank y'all for tuning in. I apologize. We're coming back strong next week. We're coming back strong next week, guys. I want to thank you. Episode 90, Marvin Sports and Life, signing out.